Here's the front page of the Detroit News. State scores a victory in battery wars. That's got to make our next guest very happy. Our next guest, the governor of the great state of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You've got a busy morning, Governor, after a very busy and fruitful day yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with you. And this is, you know, these announcements that we made are life-changing and, you know, economy solidifying when it comes to advanced manufacturing. And so this is great news for everyone in Michigan.
Well, it is. And we spoke a little earlier with Garrick Rochow, president and CEO of Consumers Energy. He's geeked. I think it's okay to say that. He's geeked. He's excited. I'm sure you are, too. And everyone in Michigan should, because this means many things, including keeping people in Michigan because of the jobs it's going to build, bringing new people to Michigan because of the jobs, and keeping doing everything you can to make sure we remain the Motor City through the transition to EVs. Now, it's a little confusing because it was like when it rains, it pours, Governor. There was a lot of good news yesterday, and I think it was a few different projects. Can you clarify that for me?
Sure. I appreciate you asking the question. You know, ArtNex Energy is a Novi-based company. They were looking to build a gigafactory. They were getting lured by lots of other states. They've got international contracts, but we won their business here in Michigan. They're going to expand right here in Wayne County and Van Buren Township. They're investing at $1.6 billion. This is over 2,100 really good paying jobs. And they are doing creative things in the battery space, using different materials, having longer lasting storage. The other project is Goshen. They are locating in Big Rapids in Mecosta County. Their investment is $2.3 billion, 2,350 jobs, and they build long range batteries. So as we think about what's happening in mobility, we know that range anxiety is real for consumers. It's companies like these that are solving for that issue as we make this historic transition from internal combustion to electric vehicles. And so we've got to continue to put our foot on the accelerator here and make sure that we are leading in these advanced mobility solutions. And that's what these two projects really represent.
Well, and because it is today, and this is the way we now think with our batteries and everything that we're doing, these companies have to build their companies and maintain their reduction in carbon emissions and their environmental impact. So there's a lot more that goes into the thinking of building a new factory and beating, well, I went through the list earlier, Texas and California, beating all these other people who wanted this business is some very good positive news. And I want to congratulate you, Governor, and all the people involved in making sure this happens, the MEDC, and I mean, it is a very big deal to start to grab some of these things where people were believing that we were running a little behind. And so I've had great faith in Quentin Messer, Jr., the CEO of MEDC, president and chair of the Michigan Strategic Fund Board. I've had great confidence in your ability to be a good salesperson for the great state of Michigan. So now it's like when it rains, it pours. It's all good and everything's going on. But, you know, being today, we say, what's next, Governor?
Well, you know, the work is never done, Paul W. And I think it's important to recognize, you know, as you mentioned about Quentin, our philosophy is a Team Michigan approach. And so that's why it's so important that we are working together. Our utility partners, the MEDC, local leadership, you know, and on the ground in Mecosta County and Wayne County, as well as the legislature. You know, I want to make sure to recognize this was a bipartisan effort. We couldn't have done this without buy-in and support from the legislature, Republicans and Democrats. And so I just want to make sure to always point that out, because there are tough challenges. There's always going to be tough challenges. But if we stay focused on what matters and we're looking to the future and we work together, Michigan is going to be a leader. And so I think that's part of the story that I'm so glad you're telling.
Well, it's such a great story, and we love Relentless Positive Radio, and you've provided us with a couple, two, three stories now that are excellent. You know, let's face it, when you get on the front page and it's Daniel Howes saying state scores a victory in battery wars, he's the same guy who wrote not long ago that we were slipping behind. So this is all good news. And I, you know, I completely trust Daniel Howes and his knowledge. So that's a big deal. And the coming battery plants critical to EV future, another one of the stories by Kalia Hall and Beth LeBlanc. I mean, it's one good story after another. So we applaud you. We applaud all the people involved. I didn't mention a moment ago while we were waiting to connect that you and fellow gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon have actually agreed to two debates this month. And, you know, it's been popular for some people to skip debates when they're wildly ahead, and you seem to be wildly ahead. Was it ever thought for you to not do a debate? We have very little time here, but I guess a yes or no.
You know, Paul W., I think debates are important, and that's why we're doing them. People need to see who their potential leaders are, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Do you like chocolate, and do you like mint, and do you like chocolate and mint?
All of the above.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. That's all the time I have. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
You
have a great day.